Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, January the 29th, 2021. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where we've seen cases rising up.
Tonight, we are continuing the conversation around COVID-19. With the government today announcing an extension of the lockdown. Many of you will remember that the lockdown that started on January 5 was supposed to come to an end at the end of this month. But Health Minister and Acting President Constantino Chiwenga announced this afternoon that the lockdown has been extended by 2 weeks until February 15th. We will also dive into the issue of corruption following a report by Transparency International yesterday showing that Zimbabwe continues as being one of the most corrupt nations on this planet.
Yes, and Tunga, with many people questioning as to how they are going to be making a living in the next 2 weeks due to the extension of the lockdown in Zimbabwe. And like you said, with the case on corruption, Zimbabwe being cited as one of the most corrupt countries in the world at a time where the country and other countries are also fighting the COVID-19 pandemic and are expected in the near future to be introducing the COVID-19 vaccine, Ntunga.
Yes, Mav. And let's look at the statistics. Yesterday, 38 people were reported to have died from COVID-19 in Zimbabwe, and 342 were found to be infected with the disease, meaning that to date, 32,642 Zimbabweans have been infected with this disease, and 1,160 people have died from coronavirus in Zimbabwe. And across the globe, cases have reached 101 million. While 2.1 million people have died, that's a big number there, Marv.
Yes, and we've seen the current president, who's been in power for a week, saying that he's going to be tackling the COVID-19 pandemic with speed in the next 100 days. He says that Mr. Joe Biden will introduce the COVID-19 vaccine so that it's readily available to as many people as they can reach during the next 100 days. So that's one of his plans. He has also set up a COVID-19 task force to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic here in the United States. Like you said, it has really, really been affecting a lot of people. And we've seen, we're nearly reaching. I saw a report yesterday saying that by February, the U.S. might have reached nearly 500,000 people who have died from COVID-19 if nothing is done currently.
And in Zimbabwe, we saw the government announcing this week that they are in talks with Russia and China over the purchase of a COVID-19 vaccine while they await an allocation from the African Union, which I understand will come with a price tag of about 25 million or so US dollars, according to figures from the official media. Yilo utaba esingalozi hlobo zami lamhlanje utaba lomkhuhlane we-coronavirus. Siyabona ukubana uqhubeka usabalala elizweni lasemhlabeni jikelele, okubangele ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe namuhla aqhelise isikhathi se-lockdown, isikhathi sokuvalwa kwelizwe. Abaningi lizakhumbula ukuthi uhulumende evala ilizwe mhla ka 5 kulinyanga wazise ukuthi i-lockdown ibiza egcina ekupheleni kwalinyanga uzibandlela kodwa esikubone namhlanje ukuthi umphathi intambo obona ngezempila kahle umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga wazise ukuthi i-lockdown siqhelisiwe ngamaviki amabili meaning ukuthi isiza kuphela mhla ka 15 ngenyanga ezayo ngenyanga ka February ukuthi sisiyafika mhla ka 15 konapho kuzaba ikuphela ilizwe livulwe asikabi kwazi lokuthi kumbe kuzaqheliswa njalo asikabi kwazi kuza kuya ngomumo ukuthi unjani kodwa okusobala kathesi ukuthi hayi umkhuhlane lo uyaqhubeka sikhuluma nje izolo kubhubhe abantu abangu 38 elizweni njalo kwatholakala abangu 342 belawo lomkhuhlane meaning ukuthi abantu bonke asebefile from March last year corona ifika eZimbabwe sebengu 1160 kanti njalo asebe ubanjiwe lomkhuhlane sebengu 32,642. Sizaphatha njalo udaba lwe ngizathi ngomkhuhlane we corruption ngoba sibone izolo i-Transparency International yokuyinhlanganiso elwisa inkohlakalo emhlabeni jikelele sibone beveza ukuthi iZimbabwe iqhubeka ingenye yamazwe ale corruption enenge emhlabeni jikelele phakathi kwamazwe angu 180 iZimbabwe ibe ngunumber 157 onga ngokuthi nxa liseklasini lingu 180 libhale umhloliso ungazibona ukuthatha number 157 hayi uyabe wehlulekile mpela ifail leyo yikho lapho kule Zimbabwe kundaba ze corruption sizakhuluma ke ngalolo daba silabo abe MDC silabo abe Zanu PF lingayikatshana mafu
aiwa kunehova changubva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa panyaya yedenda recovid-19 iro ratekeshera pasi rose uyezve nemunyika yeZimbabwe riri kuramba richinetsa tichange tichitarisa zvakare nyaya yehuori apo sangano Transparency International rakazivisa nezuro kuti Zimbabwe iri pakati pedzimwe nyika pasi rose rine huori hwakanyanyisa saka tichange tiri kutaura pamusoro peizvozvo tichitarisa zvakare nyaya sekutaura kwataita yechirwere icho checovid-19 tichitarisa kuti bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa iro kuti huwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 munyika huri kuramba huchikwira uyezve takaona vamwe makurukota vehurumende vachiwanikwa vachibatwawo nedenda iri recovid-19 vachitowanikwa ivo vachishaya munguva yapfuura pari zvino Zimbabwe ine vanhu 32,646 vabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 kubvira payakatanga gore rapfuura tichiona zvakare kuti pari zvino pane vanhu 1,160 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 asiwo zvakare pane nhau yakanaka kuti pane vamwewo vakabatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 vakakwanisa kurikunda varivo pa24,419 saka izvi ndo zvimwe zvezvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano tichange tiine nyanzvi dzinobva kumapato akasiyana siyana tine MDC Alliance Zano PF nemamwewo mapato akazvimirira antunga
Ongo mava, let's dive in with our panel tonight and we will start with Mr. David Siampondo, Ndebe MDC Alliance, Deputy Organizing Secretary, the MDC Alliance in North America. Mr. Siampondo, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, viewers and everyone.
Yeah, we saw the government today extending the national lockdown by 2 more weeks. And yesterday we saw your party president, Nelson Chamisa, saying that the national lockdown, 30 days was too much for Zimbabweans, because most of them are poor and the government is not providing them with any assistance. What's your take on this extension, given what Mr. Chamisa said yesterday?
Okay, so maybe just to give a perspective to President Chamisa's address to the nation yesterday. So it is not like he was saying there's anything bad with getting into a lockdown, because we appreciate the lockdown to be very, very critical, and also because we want to flatten the curve. But the lockdown should come with something behind it, and it is something that we as a party, we are really disturbed with, because we can't just throw people into lockdown, shut them into their homes. And if you look at the employment statistics within Zimbabwe, you will understand that 95% of our people, they are not employed. And the majority of them, they survive and live from informal activities and dealings that they do. So if we do not, if we have a lockdown, which is not supported by a framework or supported by safety nets put in place, then that that lockdown is going to be very, very much detrimental to the humanitarian situation on the ground. So if you look at people right now, most Zimbabweans right now, they are surviving below a dollar per day. And if they don't get that dollar through informal trading, then it's going to be a challenge in the face of the absence of social safety nets. So the issue of lockdown, it's very much welcome in terms of from the public health perspective, but from the humanitarian side, really, if it's not cushioned by social safety nets, then it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Siampondo. Qhubeka ubambile Rambai, muri parunare, imaf umzwile lapho yakhuluma. USiyampondo uthi hayi abakusolayo bona njenge-MDC Alliance ukuthi ilizwe livaliwe kodwa akulancedo uhulumende alupha abantu. Maf.
Aiwari ke itimbovunza vamavaza kana varipo vezanupiof kuti ivo vanoona sei nyaya iyi yelockdown. Sekutaura kwaita vaSiyampondo vari kuti ivo seMDC Alliance vanoona kunge dai vanhu vawaniko vachipuwawo rubatsiro rwechikafu nezvimwewo panguva ino yelockdown iyi nehurumende.
Thank you, Mav and Mr. Nkomo. Right. I think dambudziko guru ratiri kuona apa nderekuti chinangwa chehurumende ndechekudzivirira kuti chirwere chichipararire. Nyaya yekuti vanhu vanofanirwa kupiwa rubatsiro, hurumende yakataura pekutanga ikadzokorodza zvakare last week president achitaura. Vakati kana pane vane dambudziko munouya munonyoresa, hurumende inoedza kukubatsirai nekukupai mari pamafamilies anenge ane maproblems, vasaende kubasa nevane problem inenge iripo. But ngationgorore chinhu one, even though tanga tiri palockdown, vanhu vese vari kumabasa, mabasa akarigadiwa as essential jobs nemamwe mabasa anofidha into essential jobs, mashops, maother jobs ese, vakanzi munoenda kubasa. Asina 3 o'clock, movhara mashopu enyu, magroceries, vanotengesa pamastocks akagadzirirwa kuita vanotengesa murodhi. Saka dzimesimiri kana mapedza mabasa da 3 motanga kuenda kudzimba. So it means vanhu havana kuitwa locked down completely zvekuti there was nothing, shops closed, no food, no working. But kune vagara vanga vasingaende kubasa, vane mabasa asiri informal, vakaaffectwawo nekuti havachakwanisa kuita kiya yavaimboita iya. Zvinoonekwa nekuti inguva yehondo tiri kurwa nechirwere chatisinganzwisisi, chatisingaoni, chiri kukuvadza vanhu. Uyezve munoziva kuti kutaura kwa speech, part of his speech was reasonable, but where he made a mistake ndepekuti ari kushoropodza hurumende kuti lockdown yarebesa. Iko zvinezvi huwandu hwevanhu vari kufa necovid huri kutoramba huchiwedzera, vari kubatira chirwere vakawanda. Hakuna musha kana imba isingakwanisi kutaura kuti pano pakapfuura necovid. Saka mukaona munhu achitaura kuti no, vanhu ngavaende kubasa, nyika yese parari nekufanira chirwere. That's an irresponsible statement. Tinofanira kubatsirana tese, achidi kuita politicize this problem. We must not politicize the issue of COVID. We must actually come together, all the parties, our opposition members and everything, come together and fight this thing. Because this pandemic is horrible. Tinofanira kusara, actually, when this pandemic is gone, we must remain with a healthy nation. So far, people are dying. We are losing people. We are losing experience. We are losing brains. We are losing relatives. We are losing friends. We are losing everybody around us. And our health system, it's so weak, it cannot contain the level and the pressure which is coming to them now. And again, you need to realize that Zimbabwe probably will be one of the last people to receive a vaccine. Because the vaccine is we are for free, as people are lying to us. The government are asked to chip in and pay. We are trying to get a source of funds from other business people and people around enough to buy the vaccine. But at the moment, we cannot blame the government because the government, we are struggling from our sanctions. We are struggling. We are trying to put everything together. But in the past 3 years, where this new government has come into power, we have tried. They've done a lot of things, a lot of changes, a lot of infrastructure. But hospitals, they've been done again. So in other words, things are far much better now than they were before. And we should be uniting together to fight this COVID because it is a pandemic and it is dangerous to all of us.
Thank you, Vama Vaza. And please do stay on the line as I welcome Umnumzana Den Moyo Oyisiphathamandla se-MDCT ngapha eNorth America. Umnumzana Moyo, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga, kunjani Mpukankomo?
Hayi, siyaphila, kudala ngakugcina.
Hayi, iCovid le yazi yaphambanisa into eziningi, asisabonani.
Hayi, ngiyakwazi. Singene kudaba lwethu lamhlanje, sibone u-acting president ongumphathintambo njalo wezempilakahle ubaba uChiwenga sithi i-lockdown isiqhelisiwe ngamaviki amabili. Kodwa bakhona abanye abakhalayo bathi lanxa kulungile ukuthi ilizwe livalwe, abantu bayahlupheka, akula sizo abalutholayo kuhulumende. Ulubona njani lawe lolu daba?
Ludaba olunzima kakhulu lolu, ngoba ma kuyikuthi uhulumende akenelisi ukunceda abantu, uthi abantu baphile ngani? I think uhulumende kumele abe realistic. Siyazwisisa ukubana igciwane leli liyaspreada and liyabulala and kumele bayenze yonke into abamele bayenze ukuthi balicontain. Kodwa at the same time angeke expect ukuthi uvale ilizwe and then abantu bengatholi uncedo, bazodlani. So I think uhulumende kumele akukhangelisise khona lokhu ukuthi yena uzokwenzani ukuthi ancede abantu. Siyazi ukubana zikhona izimali ezithunyelwa ngamanye amazwe asizayo. I-problem esilayo ekhaya ukuthi indaba ze-corruption. Khona manje kule mali elingana le $24 million eyathunyelwayo ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuvaccinate. Kodwa sizothiwa ma usiyathola i-vaccine kumele ubhadale imali kuma $60-$70. So umbuzo okhona ukuthi kanti imali le yona eyadonethwayo iyaphi umsebenzi wayo wenzayo? So uhulumende kumele ukuthi ngabe uyasiza umphakathi, abanikeze i-stimulus of some sort ukuthi bakwazi ukusurvive during i-time yona le lockdown.
Sikezabona njalo kuphuma impiko okuthangi ethi kule philisi le langaze liphilisi kumbe ijekiseni okuthiwa i-ivermectin. Uhulumende usevumele odokotela ukuthi basebenzise lowo muthi ukwelapha i-coronavirus. Kodwa odokotela bona ngokwabo yehlukene, bakhona abanye abathi umuthi lo kawulungelanga ukusetshenziswa ebantwini. Ngaba yingozi, kodwa bakhona abanye odokotela bathi sebelesikhathi bewusebenzisa njalo uyasebenza. Ulubona njalo?
Well, ama scientists silokubona even khona lapha eAmerica kulokuphikisana okunenge kakhulu even kusiya ngayo le mithi lokuthi igcikwane leli kahle kahle lingalapheka ngayiphi indlela. Well, singasalandeli obunye umhlane besibuzwa kufana lokhulunywa ngabo-Trump labo lama scientists akho ukuthi bafake abantu ama-bleach lani lani ukuthi bazame ukulwisana ligcikwane leli. Kodwa even amanye ama-reputable scientists labo kulokuphikisana phakathi kwabo ukuthi kahle kahle igciwane leli lingakhontenwa ngayiphi indlela. So ungathola ukuthi iphilisi lelo, yebo bakhona abanye abathi bayalisebenzisa liyasebenza, kodwa uma ungela ama-test ayenziweyo in an organized fashion lapho kuzochaza khona ukuthi hayi ngempela ngoba uma besenza ama-test usually into abayenzayo is lese uyathatha abantu abayi-10 ubanikeze nje something efana lalo iphilisi lelo kodwa kungayisilo, kodwa labo begula belomkhuhlane nalowo, uthatha abanye abayi-10 ubanike iphilisi lelo, then usubakhangela after isikhathi ukuthi lisebenze kuphi. Yiwo ama-test okumele ayenziwe lawo ukuprove. Loko kubomba ukukhuluma nje ukuthi mina ngiwudokotela ngiyalisebenzisa iphilisi leli kwabanye abantu liyasebenza, I think kule problem lapho, ngoba even lapha sibe sakubona ukuthi ngabodokotela labana abahambe e-Congress laphana belidongo lwana umama lwana besithi hey i-chloroquine lani 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 kuyasebenza, kodwa abanye ama-scientist afana labo-Fauci ngapha eceleni besithi hayi akusebenzi lo.
Siyabonga Mnumzana Moyo, qhubeka ubambile khonapho ecingweni. Mafu
aiwa thothi happy birthday kunava Moyo vatabva khonavo vanga vane bhavhadhe mazuva apfuurayo, asi tomboenda tomboenda kuna vasiya mupondo tonzwawo kubva kwavari kuti ivo vanoona sei tombosvika munyaya yehuori uri kutaurwa iwo netransparency international kuti Zimbabwe iri pakati ipapo penyaya dzehuori, vanoona sei izvi?
Ndinotenda Marvelous, but ndisandabata nyaya yehuori, ndikuda kuti mongoni pakachinguva kadiki diki muchana kuti ndiite respond kune zvataurwa navamabasa. So it's rather unfortunate that we are having such a defensive mentality and we are having a blame shifting attitude from the members of ZANU-PF, right? So if you look here, there's one thing that the people of Zimbabwe and the world should understand, that ZANU-PF is the party which is forming the which is in government right now, and we expect it to perform. So shifting the blame to someone who haven't done anything other than just helping also to fight the pandemics, it's really rather unfortunate. So vamabaza ngavanzwisise kuti nyika haitongwe ne propaganda. We are not here to preach propaganda, but kuti titaure zvinhu zvinoendesa kuti nyika yedu nedenda recovid tinge tichikwanisa kuzvidzivirira. Right? So kune zvavataura zvese zvokuti vanhu vari kunzi vasa vanhu vaende kumabasa, vanhu vangani vane mabasa muZimbabwe? So vazhinji vane vari kuZimbabwe mabasa avo ndeye maoko. Zvavari kutaura zvokuti vanhu vapinde vaende kumabasa kwavo, then vakutoinvita vanhu zvekare kuti vapinde mustreet. Zvinova izvo zviri kutorwisana nenhengiri nechitanho chiri kutorwa nemusangano wavo wavari kutaura iwo, because 95% of our people they are unemployed. So vamabasa ngavazonzwisise izvozvo, you should understand the reality in Zimbabwe. Then takatarisana nenyaya yehuori.
Musati mapinda ipapo, vasiya mupondo, regai ndikubvunzei mubvunzo wandambobvunza vaMoyo wekushandiswa kwemushonga weIvermectin kurapa coronavirus kuZimbabwe. Vamwe vana chiremba vari kuti mushonga uyu uri kushanda, asi vamwe vari kusika madziro anzi aiwa mushonga uyu hapana umbowo hwekuti uri kushanda, uyezve kushandisa muvanhu kunogona kukonzera matambudziko, because kazhinji uri kushandiswa kurapa mhuka, asi unomboshandiswawo muvanhu kunyika dzakasiyana siyana. Muri kuzvionawo sei izvozvo?
Ya, ndingada kutowirirana nezvataurwa nava Dan Moyo maringe nemakakatanwa aripo pamusoro pemushonga uyu. So tikazvitarisa pasi rese tenderere kuti mushonga unge uchizoshandiswa muzvipatara, nana mukoti nana muchiremba nana mazvikokota vese vanotrap unofarira kunge waitwa ma tests kana kuti waongororwa nema regions ayo nokusiyana kwaanenge akaita kuti unoshanda here unobatsira here saka kuti tiuti isusu ngaumhanye ngaupinde ushande usati watestwa kana usati wavhenekwa usati waongororwa zvinogona kutiburutsira dambudziko pamberi apo and zvekare kuti kana kuri kunzi wakaongororwa ukaonekwa uchishanda mune dzimwe nzvimbo then ndingati sarudzo ingatopiwa kumurwere kuti angada here pari zvino angada here kutambira mushonga iwoyo iya yatingati an elective choice whereby a patient is asked kuti we have this drug rukushanda kumwe and we have been given instruction kana kuti tapiwa mvume yekuti tirishandise pari zvino mungada here kuita sekuti rishandiswe because tikada kutarisa izvezvo hapana kutaurwa kana kuti nhau yakajeka maringe kana kuti maererano nemushonga iwoyu saka vazhinji havasi kunzwisisa kusanganisira nana mazvikokota vana chiremba vacho saka zvinenge zvakanaka kuti tinge tichiudza vanhu pachena mamiriro akaita mushonga kuti muno muzimbabwe hausati waongororwa hausati watestwa tisati taurapisa kuvanhu and munhu ngaape choice yake kuti ari kuda here kuutambira kana kuti haasi kuda kuutambira then anobva abatsirwa nemumwe mushonga unenge uripo pari zvino ndoona senge ndo zvingatobatsira
Then mubvunzwa namavhilasi panyaya yeuori Zimbabwe hanzi netransparency international iri panumber 157 out of 180 countries panyaya dzeuori and muna 2019 yakanga iri panumber 158 Saka yakangomuva one place up zvichireva kuti uri uri kuramba wakawanda munyika then pama inonzi score out of 100 Zimbabwe yapuwa 24 chete mamarks and ndo mamarks yakanga inawo zvakare muna 2019 muri kuzviona use
yeah that's bad news at the wrong time and mashoko ano kana kuti humbo hunosuwisa kuti tinge tichigashira senyika sekutaura kwaita vamavazi ivo vagashira kuti sehurumende tiri kutambura kuti tiunganidze mari yekuti titenge mavaccines and muchaona kuti mavaccines nemimwe mishonga inopinda muzvipatara yatinowana tinoiwana kuburikidza nemadonors avanenge vachitipa vaya vanoita tsienyoro angave masangano akazvimirira kana kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe now tikachitarisa ripoti iroro riri kukudza huori hwakadaro munyika medu ndiani kana kuti nderipi sangano ringada kuendesa maresources ayo kunyika inoziva kuti zvese zvinosvika zvichitorwa zvichipambwa zvichitengeswa zvichiinda kuhori saka it's very bad news mashoko akashata takatarisana nenguva yatiri yeCOVID-19 and chimwe chikuru chinosuwisa ndechekuti nhau dzeuori dzemuzimbabwe dziri kutangira kumukuru wenyika and mukatarisa mareports atakawana tikatarisa nyaya dzaisungirwa vana chimono that US 60 million US dollar yeCOVID relief yakatsakatiswa kuchishandiswa company yedrugs nyaya idzodzo dzinobuda kunze uku and pazvinoinvolva kana kuti pazvinosanganisira zita remukuru wenyika hazviburitse chimiro chakanaka and mukatarisawo zvekare nehurumende kuti hapana zvayakaita number one zvinochenura zita remukuru wenyika kuti varimo muhuru ndivo muridzi wekambani inonzi drugs hapana chakaitika hapana zvatakaona kunze kwokubvuma kuti hongu mari yakabiwa ndobva vadzinga mbavha asi mari haina kudzoka hatina kuiona then muchaona kuti pane zvakare mumwe muenzaniso kana kuti an example yapiwa navadenmore takaona mutungamiri kana kuti sachigaro wehealth the parliamentary committee on health honorable abode vachituraiwo mashoko kuti tine mari inosvika 24 million yakapuwa kuti vanhu vabatsirikane panguva yeCOVID-19. And mari iyo yaifara kubatsira kutestwa kwevanhu COVID. But pari zvino hatina tikungoona zvichingonyorwa chete kuti mukaenda pakati munonotestwa, but ukasvika ipapo hapana kutestwa kunenge kuchiitwa. And vanhu vari kubhadhara $60 kuti vawane kutestwa chirwere cheCOVID. And izvozvi tiri kuzvitarisa kuti vanhu vari mudzimba tiri kuti lockdown. Ndekupi kwatinovatarisira kuti vawane $60 dzekuti vanonotestwa chirwere cheCOVID. Saka izvo zvinotiratidzawo zvekare kuti mari iyoyo hakuna kumwe kwairi kuenda kusara kwehomwe dzemagumaguma vanenge vari muhurumende. Saka dambudziko redu kuzhinji ratinaro panyaya yecorruption ikuti corruption iyi iri kuwanika mumahofisi makuru. And mahofisi makuru kunze kwokuti ashande kuti corruption imire ipere ndivo vari pamberi pekuikuchidzira. Ukada kutaura nezvecorruption uri kusungwa. And izvozvo hazvitiburitsire chitimiro chakanaka. And mukatarisa kuti 158 position iyoyo vangani vakasungirwa nyaya yehuri. Even kune dzimwe nyika dziri pazasi zasi chapi chaipo maringe nenyaya dzehuri, tinenge tine macases kana kuti mienzaniso yevanhu vakawanda vakasungwa vari matirongo kutaura kunoku kana kuti vari nenyaya dziri matare.
Siyabonga mnumzana Siyampondo, qhubeka ubambile. Abasanda kusixhuma singomsakazo weStudio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Namhlanje sixoxa ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 oqhubeka ubulala abantu abaningi elizweni. Izolo kufe abantu abangu-38. Njalo namhlanje sibone uhulumende ememezela ukuthi ilizwe lizaqhubeka livaliwe njalo kwamanye amaviki amabili. Until February 15 ngoba usayingozi lo mkhuhlane mafu.
Tomboenda kuna Dr. Mabaza Timbonzo iwo pfungwa dzavo pamusoro pezvinyorwa izvi zvakaturwa nesangano reTransparency International kuti Zimbabwe iri pakati pedzimwe nyika pasi rose dziri kuita zvehuri. Vanoona sei izvi? Takatarisa kuti pane dambudziko reCOVID-19 riri kuda mavaccine nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Let me just pass through what my colleague, Mr. Msombodia, what was his name again?
Siyampondo.
Siyampondo, sorry. What Mr. Siyampondo had said. Firstly, we are all aware of the employment problems in Zimbabwe. The issue we are having now is not the issue of employment. We are aware of non-employment. We are aware of the percentage of people who are not employed. But we cannot kill, we cannot allow people to die of COVID because they have to go out and do something. The government says we will try to help those locked down. Even if the help is delaying, it will come. But that cannot be an excuse to say people must just go out and be let to roam. Do we know what has happened? The reason why this COVID is up now is the carelessness done by people over the festive season. The carelessness done by people allowing opening all the borders and the carelessness of people buying the certificates from unscrupulous laboratories. And that has affected the country. And it has affected some people who were innocent. They were infected with this COVID. Then the second issue, before I go to the corruption issue, I just wanted us to understand one thing, Gomo and Marv. It's called the ivermectin, spelled as I, it's the ivermectin. It's an oral drug which is given. It is an anti-parasite medication. And it's currently under investigation if it can be fit to be a treatment for coronavirus, SARS, that is COVID-2. But this is a virus that causes COVID-19. So the trials have already shown that it can reduce the number of cells associated with this viral by 99.8% in 24 hours. But however, the further studies are needed because it was only on a selected number. But yes, I agree with the other two speakers that there is always a problem when there is a drug which is about to be introduced. There are people who always criticize it. The scientists always fight. There is no consensus on any drug. But each drug, you must be aware, it has side effects. So unfortunately, or fortunately, I think it's unfortunately the Minister of Health has accepted the drug to be used in Zimbabwe, and before the investigations are fully done. But as scientists, they must work with our guidelines from the World Health Organization. So the World Health Organization has not yet accepted the ivermectin as an oral drug for COVID. But yes, we are doing it. Some people have recovered. Some people have not. Some people have had side effects like feeling dizzy for some time, stomach aches and everything, but COVID will have been gone. The purpose why it is going under investigation is to make sure the side effects do not develop into another problem for the patient. And that aspect is a problem. And I agree with others that, no, it is wrong to accept it before all those gray areas are covered. Because we can only heal me from COVID and let me die of the side effects. So there's no healing there. You have not saved me. Take me from the snake bite and throw me into the lion's den. It doesn't make any difference. So we think probably before we panic and rush into accepting any medication, let us make sure the medication has been taken thoroughly investigated. Because people have to look at, in short, just 2 seconds, you look at your stool. There has to be a stool examination to see if the infection is already gone after using the ivermectin. All those things are not done. People are just given. And I'm told there are some doctors who are just giving people medication in Zimbabwe without even going through the medical council. So I think really we can't be that desperate to an extent of taking anything which is given to us. We need to have it thoroughly checked. That goes for Zumbani. Zumbani, people are thinking that is the best medication for corona. No. Zumbani heals things like flu, some flu viruses, but not the corona as per se. And most people are walking straight into the danger because they've been steaming with using Zumbani and a number of things they are given. Some of people are already weakening their system because they are actually overdosing on the things which they are not supposed to be using because they are not sick yet. And Zumbani is not there to protect you. It does heal some few things, some few symptoms, but it is not a COVID vaccine, which we can all say the country now said, we have got our Zumbani, we cannot get this. So these false hopes and these false medication, they make our people get some Dutch courage, which is wrong, which is dangerous, because they believe they are healed and they are not. And then they go spreading it. And I think this is wrong. And I will urge our government and the Minister of Health to look into this thing, put the people first, and all other things later. But now let me come to corruption. Yes, the one point I think, which I don't understand, I agree with your explanation, Mr. Nkomo, is the point that we are number 157 out of 180. It means we are not in the top 10 of the most corrupt. We are in the 157. But that does not mean we are better. We are not supposed to be found in any corrupt list. Yes, corruption is there. That's why Zimbabwe has created an anti-corruption commission. That's why Zimbabwe has created a special prosecution unit, which is led by a very respectable man, Thabani Mpofu. Not Thabani Mpofu, the advocate, but Thabani Mpofu, the government lawyer. There are two namesakes in the opposite directions. But Thabani Mpofu is quite an astute gentleman and is heading the special anti-corruption unit. So in other words, for the government to set all those things, it means it's doing its best to fight corruption. It is not true. I've seen my colleague being taken over by his mouth or by the need to talk. Drugs has never been connected to the president. It was a lie by Hopewell Chingono, and that's the other reason of his arrest, for lying. This was never president in part. It was a man called another businessman, a good man again, and his name was called Nguaya. So Nguaya was the head of drugs. For your information, the drugs case is over. There is no 60 million which went missing. I've always said this. You can check everywhere. You can phone anybody. What happened was 60 million was a potential figure which was supposed to be paid to drugs. And it was not paid. The government stopped it when they discovered that drugs had raised up their prices. But it's not corruption for a private company to raise its price.
Two million was paid, though, doctor.
Yes, 2 million was paid, and the products were given and they were used. So if the price is high, what simply you have to do as a government or as a person, you find a cheaper one. That does not constitute corruption. That somebody comes selling his car at a higher price. If you don't want it at a higher price, go to the cheaper ones. But now, people then thought it was corruption because there was 60 million which was going to be paid, and that was never paid, and we all know that. So it is wrong for people to come in front of the people and start lying that there's money which has gone missing. These lies don't only affect the ZANU-PF. It affects the whole country. Donors would be afraid to donate. They would think money is being stolen, yet there was not even a penny which has gone missing. Yes, we know the chairperson of the health committee has raised an issue that there was money paid, 24 million, to fight COVID. As we speak now, all the government hospitals and all the council hospitals are testing COVID for free. You don't pay a penny. The only people who are charging you are private laboratories. The Lancet is not a government laboratory. And the other one, which was closed down last week, it was not a government laboratory. It's individuals running their own laboratories. They charge their own price. The government does not gazette. We don't have a price control in Zimbabwe. So if people are going to pay, people who want to travel to go out of the country, they are the ones who go to private labs, because some countries say they don't want the testing of the government. They don't trust it. Even here in England, if I go to be tested by NHS, I cannot use that certificate to fly out of the country. I have to get a certificate, which I have to go to a private one, where I pay 70, £120, which is far more than what is paid in Zimbabwe. But what is paid in Zimbabwe, it's in private hospitals. But I'm sure, Mr. Ngomo, bear with me that last time I mentioned this clearly, that it is wrong for Zimbabwe to charge, even to allow those private companies to charge, because COVID is a national pandemic. It must be a government priority, and it must be the government burden. It must not be put on people to pay. And therefore, I do agree with when people complain that we are not supposed to be paying. Yes, we're not supposed to be paying. If this company still wants people to pay, close them down, as they have closed one already. But in short, the government has not abandoned these people. People are now being tested for free in hospitals, in cancer hospitals, in government hospitals. But the government cannot impose a price in private hospitals. Mm-hmm. We don't have that policy in Zimbabwe. And then finally, I would need to comment that, you see, the free testing, which is in councils and governments, is sponsored by that money which has been paid. And what people don't understand is the 24 million is not only for testing. There are so many things. You have to pay those guys who are testing. They are paid. And you have to pay those people who run from one lab to another for verification of the results. So the 24 million is not even enough for the people for a country of 18 million. And so far, the government has put a target of testing at least 300,000 people a week, if possible. And this is the Vice President, the Minister of Health, had said. And we applaud such targets.
Thank you.
The last thing I'll say before I sit down is, as opposition parties, when we talk about COVID, let's not politicize it. Let's take it as a national problem, and let's work together and not trying to put each other down because of this COVID.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. I know Mr. Siyampondo would like to respond, but Siyekubaba Umoyo. Mnumzana Moyo, sikhulume ngendaba yomkhuhlane wenkohlakalo lapha ngoba layo ngumkhuhlane ohlupha kakhulu elizweni. Awuzwile ubaba uMabaza ekhuluma following i-report ekhitshwe yi-Transparency International eveza ukuthi hhayi iZimbabwe ibolile ngenye yamazwe abolileyo ngendaba zenkohlakalo. Ungathini ngalolo daba?
IZimbabwe yakhohlakala kudala and lokho kuyaziwa ngumuntu wonke. Ngoba uma ukhangela iZimbabwe, ukhangela even nje i-infrastructure, ukhangele izibhedlela, ukhangele izikolo, konke lokho kwagcina I think uku-improve ngesikhathi sikaSmith since bangena laba bantu. Uma ubuza ukuthi i-tax abayikholektayo imali yakhona iyakuphi, uma ubuza ukuthi izimali lezi abazikweleta kubo-IMF lakubo-World Bank, njengoba kunje siyazi ukuthi iZimbabwe yayilesikwelete at some point esasifika kubo-10 billion, uzibuza ukuthi imali zonke zona lezi zasebenza kuphi. Uthole ukuthi izimali lezi zangena ezikhwameni zabo abantu laba abakuhulumende. Ungabakhangela bona impilo zabo abaziphilayo, ukhangela izindlu zabo abazakhayo, ukhangela amaplazi abo abawathathayo, ukhangela izimoto abazidrayivayo, even ama-chief bathengelwa izimoto ezidurayo kabe. Sabona even last day ma kusokuyiwa esikhathini sokhetho, iZANU PF labakhokheli bayo abaku-government bathatha izimali lezi bazisebenzise for ii-campaigni zabo, bathenga izimota for abo-chief. So i-corruption yeZimbabwe ibolile ukubola 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 sibili. And i-problem ekhona yikuthi ukubola kwakhona kuqala phezulu, kusukela khona le phezulu kuyi-president ngokwakhe, ngoba uyakuvumela. Ungakhangela ukwenzakala emarange laphana ngama-diamonds, ukuze ukuthi izimali zonke leziyana even eziyakhulunywa ngumdaba ukuthi 21 billion yama-diamond has gone missing, uzibuze ukuthi izimali zonke zona lezi zaya kuphi, zathathwa ngubani, waye kungela investigation e-result end up isiba labantu abathoniswayo basiwe enkantolo, sibona abantu bebotshwa. Ngizwa uDr. Mabaza lapho ekhuluma ngezakha i-anti-corruption unit, uzibuze ukuthi okay, since yaba khona leyo zakhi, sekwabotshwa abantu abayingako esingabakhomba ukuthi hayi lo kuthiwa watshontsha imali engaka. Lana sikhuluma ngokutshontshwa kwamabhiliyoni. The last time ngezwa lo mama lo kuthiwa utshontshe 95,000. So it's like they pick izakhi yakhona, picks and chooses ukuthi ifuna ukuprosecute abani, ngiprosecutela into enjani. It's almost like kuvala nje kuphela. Sezathiwa khona lo mama lo wabanje i-airport iphethe igolide about 6 ounces, ezama ukuphuma lalo ukuthi aye eDubai, 6 kgs I think. Ma ubuzwa kuthiwa khona manje ungazama ukulandela indaba yakhona, uzama ukuzwisisa kahle ukuthi waphelela kubi. So as long as ule connection eZimbabwe, kusho ukuthi you can get away with any corruption. Sizwa even kuma-city council la indaba zama-stand. Ama-stand abantu asebahlala kulayini bese layinini bemelela istendi for iminyaka, uthole ukuthi izitendi lezi ziyathathwa zithengiselwa abantu side ngama-city councillors, imali zakhona ziyesikhwameni. Vele i-corruption yakhona iningi. Ngikhangela abantu even bayabhadala amagetsi kuzesa, but amagetsi akhona kwesinye isikhathi awatholakali, kodwa izimali zakhona uma ukuze ukuthi okay, mina ngabhadala, so imali yakhona yayakuphi, ngoba I bought electricity, why am I not being serviced? So yeah, i-corruption eZimbabwe singayibala nje kusukela phezulu kusiya phansi, ingcolile, ibolile. Ungakhangela amapholisa akhona ngesikhathi sama-roadblock laphana, babe bedizisa abantu, awungeke udlule ungabhadalanga. So into zakhona zonke kusukela phezulu nje kusiya phansi kubolile nje. And ukuthi kuze kulunge, kumele ukuthi i-government izimisele ukuthi ilisane le corruption le. But izoyilwisa kanjani, ngoba i-government yona yiyo corrupt. So kuyafana lokuthi uthathe lokhu njani i-fox ukuthi ihambe iyogada isibaya sembuzi. Izogada njani isibaya sembuzi, yona ivele kuyiyo edla imbuzi zakhona. So sine eZimbabwe hayi. And futhi ma ukuthi irenki yayo le abayinikezileyo, ungathola ukuthi hhayi basebenzise enye lokhu njana i-method, ngoba iZimbabwe kahle kahle iphezulu khona le vele, ngoba sincintisana lawo amazwe a-corrupt ngempela phezulu khona ngani.
Hayi, siyabonga Mnumzana Moyo, qhubeka ubambile khonapha ecingweni mav.
Aiwa, tanga tiri kuteerera zvanga zviri kutaura vamoyo, asi regai tiende kuna vasiya Mupondo, Chimbonzo kubva kwavari. enda ndirikuona vanga vari kuda kuti kupindura zvanga zviri kutaura vamavazi.
Marvelous na mukoma nkomo. Really it's shocking. Zvinhu zvinotoshamisa kuti we have colleagues amongst ourselves who really try so hard to defend corruption. It's rather unfortunate that we have fellow citizens who see nothing wrong with a president who steals from his own people, more so stealing from the sick, people who are ailing, who are on the deathbed. It's really shocking. Anyway, if you listened to him speaking, you could really get all that he did was contradicting himself in terms of we are ranking not high in corruption, but we are corrupt. No, the issue here is corruption worry. Ndozva tiri kutaura kuti ndozva tisvitsa patiri panapa kuti even though tiri kuziva kuti denda reCOVID-19 rinouraya tingaise zvidziviriro zvakawanda, but pane mukano wekuti pane vashoma vanokwanisa kufa, hatingadzivirire munhu wese, but tiri kuti isusu ngatisachiitai huchapa huyanga kuburikidza necorruption hwekutsira kwaakufa vanhu vakawanda. Zvavari kutaura zvavataura zvokuti kune kuri kutestwa vanhu magovernment hospital and private hospitals and everything. The issue is makapiwa mari ebudget that is supposed to be used towards testing and all other services that can be provided. Chipaima services iwayo. I must not end up nda ku private kuti ndiwane a COVID certificate. Because tikada kuzvitarisa private inotodhura than the public one. So zvinongoreva ndezvekuti kupublic one uku kwehurumende hakuna chiriko, hakuna testing iri kuitwa kuti titaurira nechokwadi. That's why muchizoona kuti munhu anozosvinyirira kutsvaga US dollar $60 kuti anonowana COVID certificate kupi kunhengere kuu. To a private entity. Zvavari kutaura zvokuti hanzi even kwavari koko kunototrustwa vabva kumanyepo kunyepa. Munhu ari kuda kuvhariridza corruption atiri kutaura nezvayo, but sekutaura kwandaita vamavazi ngavacherechedze kuti nyika haitongwe nepropaganda. This is not the time, haizi nguva yekuti titaure zvepropaganda kana kudi. It's not anyone's fault kuti we have COVID in Zimbabwe. And hapana chikonzero chinoita kuti vanhu vati vatsigire huori kana kutadzwa kuri kuitwa nenhengiri nehurumende just because zviri kuitika kune dzimwe nyika, kwete. So zvatiri kutaura isusu ndezvokuti sevana veZimbabwe, we understand and we appreciate kuti this challenge is unavoidable by the nature of the global connectivity that we have. And also, we have to do our level of best. One, as our citizens, both who are residing in Zimbabwe and those who are in the diaspora. So, coming back to issue of corruption, you will see that if you are so corrupt like our government, you are going to lose the goodwill from your own citizens. We have well-meaning citizens, both abroad and local, who can assist in terms of sourcing resources and all that stuff that can be needed to mitigate issues to do with our COVID-19. So if we do not have that trust, if we do not have that friendship, that respect from our own people, then who is going to help us? Because evidently, as we can see on the ground, the government cannot do it alone. It needs us, the citizenry. So if you become transparent, you will see that most of your citizens are abroad and local. They will chip on board also. And also, I want to correct his, I don't know, his affinity and obsession with this point, Yekuti, the MDC is calling people to go back into the streets or to go back Kumabasa or what. No, that was a comment, meaning Kuti, 30 days is too much. And for 30 days, sure, if the system was functioning, we were supposed to, by the public health guidelines, we're supposed to have flattened the curve. But why are we not flattening the curve? Because we have maloupos. Maloupos actually happy. Ndiwaya trukta oranesha okutu wana. There's so much corruption. Yekuti my resources, they are not fairly distributed for us, for the lockdown to be meaningful. So Kana, if lockdown is meaningless, then we are not going to it's not going to achieve the purpose it is intended to achieve. Then my case is anongoramba achikwira, regardless of whether we have COVID or not. So the issue was 30 days zarebesa. Can we be serious enough? You could tinyasukuisa in place my mechanisms that will help. So what we have seen, the response that we have seen from the government right now, it's a punitive response. If you look at that schedule, the fines that one is supposed to pay, having unnecessary movement. We are not supporting unnecessary movements, but we are saying the packaging of information that we send out there, it must be persuasive. It must be encouraging people to understand. So Mavaza should know this. This is very, very simple. This is a matter of national emergency, and everyone and every hand should be on the deck to sort out this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Siampondo. I'm afraid, gentlemen, we only have 3 minutes remaining on the clock. That means we are coming back to you and giving each one, just 1 minute to wrap up, Mav.
Yeah, maybe tutanga na vamoyo. Nuti ndo wa tisina kuzunya nyu taura na wukaka wanda voti po 1 minute ya votuzu inda kunivamu.
Yeah, thank you very much. This has been a productive conversation, and it's a conversation that should be had by all Zimbabweans, because this COVID issue does not care whether you are rich, you are poor, you are black, you are white. It knows no color. It does not discriminate, and therefore it requires that we fight it in a united approach. We have to work together. We have to collaborate, and we have to be transparent, like the other speakers have said, because it's important for the people to know the truth first and foremost, and secondly, when there's help that is coming, that help should be utilized towards that purpose, to make sure we eradicate this virus. And this corruption needs to come to an end, especially when it comes to issues of life and death. I think the people in ZANU-PF and those that are corrupt by now, I'm sure they now realize that this COVID year is dangerous. We've lost several ministers in the past few days, and some prominent people in government and in parliament have died with this COVID. So I think it's something that needs to be taken serious. It should not be politicized. I agree 100%. We cannot politicize this issue. But the government needs to work with the people.
Mm-hmm.
The government should not try and punish people, but instead it should try and help people. People out there are in need, they are suffering, and the government should help.
Vamavaza.
Siampondo is actually loud sounding nothing. I ask Kunzgwisi a point, Yekuti Zach investigates and makes an arrest and then takes the person to court. Court will find a court date. Akuna tiare getwa nemhosva ikote Rushwaya's case, the gold. Rushwaya is still pending. The case against Apera, none of them has been cleared. And again, he quoted that the president is stealing from the sick. That's a very serious allegation, and it's only said by a person who does not know what he's saying. The Wili Fungwa Shoma is not a American in the bus. But the reality of the matter at the end of the day is that we should not just be saying things which we don't have proof of. People in Zimbabwe are innocent until proven guilty. One more thing in conclusion. I need you to understand that if you look at all the people who have been charged and arrested for corruption in Zimbabwe, they are represented by top MDC members who are lawyers.
Thank you, Dr. Mavaza. And Mr. Siampondo, unfortunately, you have 30 seconds.
Well, COVID-19 knows no boundaries, and let's be united as a country, as citizenry, so that we can fight this COVID-19 epidemic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Siampondo. And Mav, I would like to thank our panelists That's David Siampondo, Deputy Organizing Secretary of the MDC Alliance in North America. Mr. Dan Moyo, Chairman of the MDCT, also in North America, as well as Dr. Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF in the UK.
Aiwa, tinotenda vese vanyarikani vedu vanga vainesu nhasi nemiwo vari kutiona parizvino. Muve neweekend yakanaka. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya.
Good night, Zimbabwe. Mtungamiri Nkomo.